It is well known among Maine art lovers that the iconic Andrew Wyeth painting, Christina's World, is a portrayal of a real woman, Christina Olson, and her real house in rural Cushing. Now Olson's the subject of the new book, A Piece of the World, by part-time Southwest Harbor resident Christina Baker Klein. Klein grew up in Bangor and visited the Olson House, now part of the Farnsworth Museum, as a child. A Piece of the World tells Olson's story. I spoke with Christina Baker Klein about the book and asked her how she did her research.
Well, Christina never had children, never married and never had children. But her brothers, except for Alvaro, the brother she lived with, did. And so I was privileged to speak with Jean Olson, Jean Brooks Olson, who is her niece, a lovely woman who wrote an incredible book, which is now out of print, essentially about her whole life story. And many of the details that she described in a sentence or two, I used as the basis for chapters. Christina's nephew, John, who by many accounts was her favorite, also wrote a book, a sort of autobiography, but a lot of it was about Christina. And probably my greatest resource was Richard Merriman's biography of Andrew Wyeth, which is masterful. I wanted to see if I could do this. Even though it's a first-person narration from the perspective of the woman in the field, I wanted to see if I could do it by sticking to the facts of the story almost entirely.
When you say you use certain details to flesh out into chapters, which details are you talking about? Give me a couple of examples.
Well, almost everything that happens in the book actually happened. So as you see her, for example, spend 4 years on this love affair with this man from Harvard who came up in the summertime and went back home in the winter, and who wrote her letters, many letters, and she wrote back. And then eventually he stopped writing, and she discovered that he was engaged to someone else. It was a heartbreaking story. And Jean Olson wrote about it extensively in her book, and I essentially the outline of what happened. And I was able to use that real story and fill in the details as I imagined them. But there were many. I mean, when you read my novel, almost anything, any scene or anecdote is something that I've taken from a source, a nonfiction source.
There are, as you say, many details in this book. Some of them are really lovely. I especially just personally enjoyed reading about her cooking and her sewing. But there's a lot of other stuff as well about farming and fishing and sort of life in the early and mid-20th century in rural Maine. For you, as you were doing your research, first, how did you find out that information? And second, what stood out for you in particular?
It was really fun to do that work, some of which I had done to sort of look at how people lived without amenities in the early 20th century. I read some amazing books that are published in Maine, one of which is Old Maine Woman, and then there was a follow-up to that one. One's called We Took to the Woods, and it was about a woman and a family who just went off into this house and in sort of the present day, I think about 10 or 20 years ago, who lived the way Christina Olson lived. My friend John Vieg, who also is from Maine and Massachusetts, taught me a lot about fishing. And so the description, he fished with his grandfather as a child the way Alvaro fishes with his father. I reached out to many people to get those kinds of specific details right.
What stood out for you? What details did you think were especially interesting or beautiful or anything?
The way Christina lived in the world, given that she had this debilitating illness that got worse over time, she was incredibly determined, incredibly stubborn and obstinate in some ways. She wouldn't use a wheelchair. She almost until the end, she was cooking. She was even sewing. Her hands were gnarled and, you know, they got more and more fused. It was difficult to do anything, but she persevered and she would drag herself around. She dragged herself to her friend Sadie's house. She would take herself down the field to visit the graves of her parents. She was determined to have mobility and dignity. And by the way, that is what Wyeth, I think, captured so beautifully. And furthermore, what he was attracted to in Christina, I think he saw this woman who just absolutely was not going to let herself be bowed or give in to self doubt or pity, self-pity. It was an exciting relationship, I think, for both of them.
Christina Baker Klein is the author of 6 novels. She grew up in Bangor, and she lives now in New Jersey and Southwest Harbor in Maine. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.